You ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love it so much.
99.7 now.
First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know?
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test. 2, let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, and the fam's back together. Good morning, Bay Area. Welcome to Tuesday, April 20th. Yes, it is indeed 420. Big Bay Mornings checking in live. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Benny.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Benny.
What's happening, everybody? You feeling good, Producer Art? I know you're excited. This is your holiday, baby.
This is my Christmas. Hello. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Although, to tease the Dirty on the 30, we may have some bad news for you, Art, about 420.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but...
Can't tell you now. It's a tease.
Okay.
Where are you going to start with the shade? Okay.
We'll be doing that all day. Get ready for it. All right. We'll be teasing.
Guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for doing the teases on the
show.
We'll
make sure we do it.
So if you're an early morning listener, you know, you've heard us talk about how we all get together an hour before the show. 5 a.m. we all log on these microphones and the Zoom, and we have a little pre-show meeting. And Art had things to say today about, okay, I'm going to need a little more of this, a little less of that. And so, and teasing, you know, meaning, hey, this is coming up, was one of those things, which is why Greg is saying tease every time.
Appreciate that.
Make sure I do my job.
Yeah, you're doing a phenomenal job. Let me
Finally, somebody recognized that.
This is going to be so interesting when we're back in the studio. Can I just throw this out there? Just y'all don't understand. Our Zoom is so funny, but I can only imagine when everybody is an arm's distance from each other, if that ever happens again. Art, do you ever fear Greg is going to pop you one time?
No.
You're going to say something. Mm-hmm.
No, he's scared of me. He knows.
What?
He knows what's up. He's
Greg has backup now. Are you sure?
Does he? From who? You?
I'll fight you.
Okay. I mean, we can have a Royal Rumble here if you want.
I fight with my words. I use my words. Yeah. I do think that Art could beat all of us up. Just him against us all.
Yes, that is true.
Probably.
I'm going to move along. Art, you have no idea, though. I'm the one that's going to be throwing staplers at your head. So that's going to be... I'm the one you should be worried about when it comes to that. Art, yes. Or Greg will get you with his words. I'll be the physical one. So let's get it together, baby.
Let's go. Let's get physical, baby.
Oh, wow.
Let's get physical.
So how about a little history lesson, though, about today? Okay. So this day actually started... in San Rafael, California, in 1971, 420.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At San Rafael High School, which I kind of split up. I went to Terra Linda, and then I did the radio class at SR. My daughter goes to San Rafael, though. But yeah, a group of guys used to meet after school at 420 and do a little something-something, and that's how it started. That's where the holiday started. Right here, baby.
I did not know that. Wow. The more you know.
Absolutely. There it is.
Is there like a little weed statue at San Rafael High School, like out in front?
Well, there was a statue. It had nothing to do with that. There was a statue. They used to gather at that statue, though. That's where they would meet. So, yeah. Funny. I forget. It's probably some famous historic character. I have no idea who it is. George Washington or something.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If he had so much to do with San Rafael. George Washington.
All right. Well, of course, on Tuesdays, it's all about the Love Trap. Today is a first. We have a repeat customer on the Love Trap.
Crazy.
I know. So we busted Paula's then-boyfriend last year. She has a new boyfriend, and she thinks he's now cheating. So at 6:45, you will get the brand-new Love Trap. And yes, 6:30, we'll get you caught up in everything you need to know today. But in honor of the day, how about a little shot of Paul on Big Bay Mornings to get us started?
Wake it up. In the morning,
love it.
Big Bay Mornings.
So apparently, Grandpa Style is in. Yes, Grandpa Style is in, and it's in with 20-somethings, right?
Of course, Gen Zs.
Uh-huh. Which, I mean, it's okay, Grandpa Style, let's talk about it, right? The newsboy hat, just the vintage clothing, the random colors, almost like you got dressed in the dark, like an accident.
Yeah, where things don't match, right?
The sweaters.
Just putting pants with the shirts that don't,
hard candies in your pockets.
What your grandpa wore, basically.
Now, RIP to my grandpa. He passed away about a year ago. And my grandma has been actually calling me, asking, do you want me to mail you? They live in Detroit. Do you want me to mail you any of your grandpa's clothing? Maybe I'll get the real thing. Yeah, maybe I'll get my grandpa's hand-me-downs, and that'll be my new wardrobe. I'm thinking I should take advantage.
Rock some polyester golf pants.
Swag. Mm-hmm.
And I'm about as large as my grandpa these days. This past year, I really got that grandpa belly going, so I should be able to fit nice and snug into those clothes. But I just, isn't this kind of like a hipster thing, the vintage clothing? I mean, that's kind of the hipster vibe already.
No, hipsters were more like skinny jeans and that kind of stuff. Yeah. This is like rando, go into a thrift shop, throw on something and walk out and act like you don't care. But the truth is, they're seeking attention by wearing this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I still feel like kind of that was a hipster vibe. I would look at like someone in San Francisco, like hipster or homeless. I couldn't really tell half the time what they were.
That's true. Berkeley.
You know, like my $3,000 boots with holes in them and like, well, what's going on here?
Well, listen, I'm all for it. I am tired of trying to look nice. I got over that. Like, I got over that when I started doing the morning show. Like, I am over trying to look nice. So great. We can all just look crazy.
So I go and I just Googled grandpa style. And some of the things that pop up right away definitely is not what you're talking about. It's more of the fashion. You have the button up, the nice little fedora looking thing, like well put together when I think of grandpas. But we all know that is not what these guys are dressing like. They're not putting on the bow tie and the nice hat and the nice shoes. No, they're going all out in the opposite direction.
Tuck it in the shirt? Yeah, I've never tucked in a shirt.
Oh, that's very Urkel. That's real Urkel.
Yeah.
No, that's weird. Mark does that. He tucks in his shirt, and I tell him, why are you doing that? Nobody's tucked in their shirt for decades. So is that what's getting brought back?
Yeah.
You're going to tuck in your shirt? Mm-hmm.
For sure. And tucking in your sweaters, too. The front of like a crew neck sweater.
He does that.
Yeah.
Mark
does
that.
The pants are now getting bigger? You can actually fit something in there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because them skinny jeans, we wasn't putting nothing inside of the house.
And I think he can do it because he is skinny. I mean, he's wearing a size 28, 29 waist.
What?
I mean, you can tuck in at that
point.
No
way.
He has a
28, 29 waist?
Do you want me to get a pair of his jeans
Please.
This morning and put it on my thigh? I mean,
it
literally, it will fit right here. It will fit like a maybe on my thigh.
So your boyfriend, he's younger. He is kind of, is he Gen Z slash millennial?
Gen Z. He's right on the border, but technically Gen Z.
So he's not embracing the baggy jean movement?
No. He's not wearing skinny jeans, but he's wearing normal size jeans. But he definitely tucks his shirts, his sweaters. Mm-hmm. He tucks everything in. Mm-hmm. And wears a belt. Like, people don't even wear
That's
belts
cute.
Anymore. He wears a belt with everything.
I feel like he's just, like, put together. That's what I think of when you describe. Like, everything you just described, it sounds like, oh, he's, like, dapper, put together. I wouldn't think.
I mean, I guess, but I've never seen anybody tuck a sweater in before. That's like, that was a first for me.
All right. Well, hey, in about 20 minutes, we got a brand new Love Trap. For the first time ever, we have a repeat customer on the Love Trap.
So crazy.
Paula, we busted Paula's boyfriend last year, and she has a new boyfriend now. She thinks this one's cheating as well. So we'll talk to Paula right at 6:45, get to the bottom of it. But before that is your 6:30 Dirty. Looks like one Bay Area county is close to moving to the yellow tier. Plus, Bay Area leaders want people to stay away from one spot here in the Bay on 420. We'll tell you where next.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Looks like my county's going to be the first to move into the yellow tier, baby. Marin might be moving to the yellow tier this week, as the entire county has had less than 2 COVID cases per 100,000 people.
Wow. Damn, that's good. Well, so what does that mean?
More of the same. More people in places, right? So gyms can be bumped up to 50%. Live events can happen.
All right, Benny, we'll see you out there.
No. Don't bring your COVID to my county. We're just trying to keep the numbers down.
Run away, baby.
Wow. I'm fully vaccinated.
I thought that was an invitation.
The murder case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is now in the hands of the jury after closing arguments were heard yesterday. The jury deliberated for hours and will continue today. They better get this right, ma'am.
I know. I feel the same way. My heart is, like, beating when people bring it up.
The entire nation is nervously awaiting the verdict, and many businesses across the country, including San Francisco, have already begun boarding up windows in anticipation of potential unrest. And for the second year in a row, I am sorry, but San Francisco is canceling its 420 celebration in Golden Gate Park.
So sad.
So sorry.
Of course, this is due to the COVID restrictions on large gatherings. Art, you're not going to be on Hippie Hill today.
I know. It's an annual tradition. I go out there, talk to all the old hippies. It's great.
Listen, just sit on your couch, order some DoorDash, put on some Half-Baked or something today.
Yeah, oh,
Friday.
Yeah.
Watch Friday. That's there my favorite go. 420 movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sassy sports.
Steph Curry is absolute fire right now. Last night, he hit 10 three-pointers and scored 49 points to lead the Warriors to a win over the Philadelphia 76ers. Curry has now scored 30 or more points in 11 consecutive games, beating records held by Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan for a player who is 33 or older. The second half of the season, he has become a real league MVP contender with his unbelievable play. It's every game now. Every game he goes off. Just like you, Benny, back in your day.
I'm telling you. He reminds me of myself.
He even perfected that underhand three-pointer he's been doing.
I could teach him a thing or two, but, you know,
oh,
not
yeah.
bad.
I'd love to see that.
Hey, and while Lamar Odom is training for his summer boxing match against Aaron Carter, he's opening up about more issues he had during his post-Laker days. Lamar says not only did he have a huge drug problem, but he had a huge gambling problem as well. Man, he really combined a lot of bad habits. He said the last time he ever spoke to Kobe Bryant before his death was actually to call him to ask him to pay off his gambling debt because his bookie was looking for him, and he had no money.
Wow.
Odom says that like any good parent, Kobe first cussed him out. Yeah, and then he told him he would take care of it. So hopefully Lamar is on the right track for good now. And former 49er quarterback Alex Smith, who last season battled back from a gruesome leg injury he suffered while playing for Washington, has announced his retirement from the NFL. He was first drafted by the Niners number one overall in 2005. He played with the team until 2012. And not only was he one of the truly good guys in the league, but he had the best butt in the NFL while he played. Hands down, best butt.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to now have to crown a new champion. I'll have to look around a little bit. Get back with y'all. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. You know what I always say. If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Hollywood is obsessed with doing remakes and movies about games, so it was only a matter of time before they took on the classic Mattel game, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Huh?
Is that the one where the two boxers are in the little boxing ring?
Yes, it's the tabletop game where you play with
your
hands and it's the robots.
And, yeah, they don't really hit each other. The game just moves and falls off the table eventually.
Well, the new movie that's getting made is going to be starring Vin Diesel.
Well, how is this going to work?
He's going to stand there like a meathead and hit another person that's standing there like a meathead.
Well, despite what you guys might think, he's not going to be playing one of the robots getting his head knocked off. He's actually going to be playing a father. The movie is about, and I quote, a father and son who form an unlikely bond with an advanced war machine.
He better stick with Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I'll tell you, though, a game that's going to be a movie I'm excited to watch is Mortal Kombat. That's out on Friday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That one's going to be amazing. Now, BTS Army, get ready, because McDonald's has announced it's collaborating with the Korean boy band BTS for their Famous Orders campaign. The BTS meal launches in May and includes a 10-piece chicken nugget, fries, a drink, and a sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauce.
Yes, I've already pre-ordered this meal, and I would like you to know those dipping sauces are new as well. So, yeah, baby.
And Lil Nas X is still trolling critics and making money at the same time. He released two new shirts that are obviously meant to troll people who aren't happy with his Montero video. One shirt says, I watched the Montero video by Lil Nas X, and all I got was this lousy shirt. And now I am also gay and love Satan. And
okay. Nikki, he's ignoring my DMs. Can you DM him and ask where my Hanes socks are, please?
Oh, yeah.
I know. We're That's all true. Waiting for the socks. I'm a slide in his DMs. Don't worry. And if you want to see the other shirt, you need to just go to his website, littlenasxstore.com, and you can get one if you want. They're going to be $33 each. And I think this is just supporting the fact that he lost that Nike deal. So he needs all the money he can get.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. That is your Dirty on the 30.